It's the old COVID music story. Another band that had a tour but got it canned. John Tugut and Sheheard reunited last year. Their new album was Old Gods, of course. Tour hasn't happened, but they have been across the ditch for a couple of shows, which is nice. But the good news, to celebrate New Zealand Music Month, he is on the road with acoustic guitar and a series of solo shows. John Tugut is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How
are you? Lovely to catch up with you. And the breaking news for me is you've moved back to the country.
I have.
So welcome back.
Yeah, I'm really glad to be back.
Because Melbourne, I've always semi-envied you in that whole Melbourne experience, because Melbourne's such a cool place to live.
Melbourne's like living in a European city in the southern hemisphere. It's beautiful.
So what brought you back full time?
So basically I was in New Zealand last August touring when we went into lockdown, and I got stuck here away from my wife and kids for 2.5 months. Mm. Air New Zealand wasn't flying. I couldn't even explain to my wife when I was going to come back, and Melbourne was in lockdown, so she couldn't get babysitters or any friends to help her out with the two kids. So she went mad, I went mad, and so I said to her, if we get a chance to get an MIQ spot, we're going to move back to New Zealand.
And you did.
And we did. We got really lucky.
Out of 10 so far, 10 it's the greatest thing you did, 1 it's a bust.
I think it's an 8. It's beautiful. We're really happy. The kids are happy. We had an amazing summer, but everything's 30% more expensive
than living in Melbourne. That is the truth, isn't it? Now, listen, I'm reading that you have written more number one hits. Are you aware of this? More number one hits here than anyone.
Yeah,
ever.
More number one albums.
Number one albums.
Yeah. So basically, we were sitting on 5 equal with Hayley Westenra for about 7 years.
Yes.
And that irked me. So I made sure the next one was really good.
Do you know, with all due respect to Hayley Westenra?
Oh, no, she's lovely.
No, she is lovely. She's a delightful one. Is it important to you? Are the stats important is what I want to know?
I actually just find it fascinating that a band that formed as a heavy metal covers band in Wellington High School as a bunch of 17-year-olds or 16-year-olds has actually done that, because that wasn't what we set out to do.
Right.
But we're here 33 years later, and we still get on, and we're still making music that we find inspiring, and we do it for our living, so it's incredible.
You're still angry?
I definitely get angry about at certain things, but that sort of it's changed in a lot of ways, especially after having children. I think, you know, I'm just worried about the world that they inherit.
Mm.
So there's things that we as a society do. I think we could do better, but I've come to think that it's the only way you can really change is person to person. That's the way me and my wife sort of set out. We just make sure we're good with the neighbours and, you know, good with the people around us.
Yeah. Do people invite you around to say, you know, because you can sing and got a guitar, do they say, oh, get John around, he'll get a couple of songs going?
Well, that'd be like working in the weekend for me. So, no, I don't do that. Like, so, yeah, I'll pull out a guitar if I'm comfortable enough. But, mainly it's just come around for dinner or something.
I love it. Where are the adults at?
The adults, I've parked that for a bit because for the first time in my life, I'm actually in the middle of writing a solo record. I've managed to make all these Sheheard albums and then 2 adults records, but I've never made a solo record. So it's time. And
do you know that? And the reason I ask that question is people seem to me, because the history of bands is that there's some sort of collaborative shambles at some point for many, and then they go off and do their own thing.
Yep.
And so you've set up bands. So you seem to me to be a band person.
Yes, that's how I started. But I've always been the main songwriter in Sheheard. Mm. I was always the sort of producer and songwriter in the adults. But I always felt uncomfortable with releasing an album under the name John Tugut, to tell you the truth, because it sounds ridiculous to me. So, but apparently it's not that ridiculous. So,
no, well, because it's your name. it's your name. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Now, your problem's going to be on the second album when it says more John Tugut. John Tugut again.
No, it's the second album's called Better. Yeah.
So you start out, you think, right, I'm going to do a solo. Where is that at?
Okay, so basically we've moved into a place in Howick, and it's got a granny flat downstairs, and I've turned it into a studio. Luckily, my wife's let me done that, and I've just been writing. Last year was a tough year. It was a tough year for everybody. My mum passed away in the middle of last year. I was in lockdown in Melbourne. She was in Wellington, so I had to watch that on an iPhone that my sister was holding.
I haven't met a person who's gone through it. You hear the stories.
Oh, it was I still can't get my head around it. It's pretty traumatic, you know. So, and the fact that you're not there holding her hand, and you would have thought you were going to be.
It's not right.
It's not right. Okay. So, so I'm basically, it's not going to be a depressing record, but I need a big warm hug of music at the moment. So a lot of it's just based around acoustic guitar and voice, which is what I do in my solo shows anyway.
Is it flowing?
It's flowing very quickly and very fast, and it's just music that soothes my soul, basically.
Good on you. That's are you at a place in your career now, although the fact you don't like your name and putting your name on an album, are you at a place in your career where you've done enough and the reputation precedes you enough to, you know, you'll know it's good and it'll work well anyway, or are you freaking out?
No, I'm not freaking out at all. The process has always been for me. It's a selfish act to make music. I was actually talking to Dave Dobbin about this when I had a bit of a writer's block in the middle of the last Adults record, where it was like, because we just had kids, and it was like all of a sudden the priority became the children. And for the first time in my life, I actually didn't have any desire to finish songs. I just wanted to be with my children. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, how do you do it? And he said, you've got to like be selfish, close the door, lock it, and make sure no one comes in, and just make music because it's what you do. And I took his advice, and it works really well. But you do it, you know. You structure it in the day,
sure,
so that it doesn't mess with the family.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, what are you? Now, you're also doing this road thing, aren't you? With you by yourself, you and your Martin, and telling some stories and singing some songs.
Yes, and I've been doing this for about 7 or 8 years, and it's actually the show's become it's getting better and better. Basically, when I first started, I was pretty nervous because I've always had a band behind me and big light show and lots of volume, but you have to make the magic happen with just a bit of wood with six strings on it and your voice. And that took I was into it straight away, but now it's starting to really take off.
Fantastic.
And I really enjoy it. And I really enjoy the contrast between, in Shehad, we're usually playing to a few thousand people, and I'm basically a master of ceremonies telling people to move their bodies, where this is like, I'm in a room with 150 other humans around my age, and I'm literally talking to them person to person and actually acknowledging them.
That's
and
nice.
Being present. So it's a different way of performing. Yeah.
Are you enjoying that too?
I love it.
Good on you. What are you going to play after the break for us?
I'm going to play a song from the last Shehad record called Field of Fire, which I actually wrote right at the end of the writing process. I actually wrote it for my solo stuff, but it ended up, I cheekily played it to the Shehad producer and he went, there's no way you're not putting that on the Shehad record.
And there it was. The song is?
Field of Fire.
Hit me.
Okay.
With it.
Okay. Oh, I used to talk for ages about changing everything, but then life got complicated and we lost that certainty. Lying awake, 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 trying to find a way. When you're waiting for the thrill to return and the world it leaves you so damn tired, and lying awake, writing letters to yourself, trying to find some way to feel the fire. Oh, I used to sing for hours about the mess the world was in, but then life got complicated and we lost that certainty. Lying awake, 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 trying to find a way. When you're waiting for the thrill to return and the world it leaves you so damn tired, and lying awake, writing letters to yourself, trying to find some way to feel the fire. I'm feeling empty, like I'm hollowed out. And all this damage that I'm riding down, I spend my whole life breathing in, now I'm breathing out, out. When you're waiting for the thrill to return, and the world it leaves you so damn tired, lying awake, writing letters to yourself, trying to find some way to feel the fire. When you're waiting for the thrill to return, and the world it leaves you so damn tired, lying awake, writing letters to yourself, trying to find some way to feel the fire, trying to find some way to feel the fire.
Bloody hell. This hour of the morning, superb. Absolutely superb.
Cheers,
well,
mate.
Well done. Cheers. Just two quick questions. The is Sheehart ever coming back on the road? Because there was the tour, wasn't there? It got postponed.
It did. It got postponed, then it got cancelled. Yes, we are.
Good.
But I'm already writing for the next record. It's been a weird time to be in a band. It's like I'm so used to saying I'm going to be here, but then it moving.
Who would
you
know?
So yeah. It's just it's been a really tough time for being an artist, basically.
Exactly. So, yeah. Well, good luck when that gets announced, and good luck with this tour. And
pleasure.
Good to see you, as always.
Awesome. Great to see you, mate.
Oh, quick thing. This Friday, Saturday shows we much mentioned at the Bootleg Brewery, Matangi, part of the Bootleg Session series of events that's been made to support New Zealand music artists affected by the COVID gathering restrictions. So that's a nice touch as well. Great to see John Toogood.